case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Lockie, one of the Power FM team, joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Well, it's not that you haven't been here. You're just on the work day here. It's
I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm busy. I'm really tired. It's a tough schedule.
You had something happen to you yesterday, which a lot of people should go out and do.
Yes, it was a very exciting day yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You got your first, was it AZ you got, first AZ?
No, I got Pfizer.
You got the Pfizer.
I got the good stuff.
You got the good stuff.
Well, they're both good stuff. Yeah, no, I got my vaccination yesterday, which was very exciting. Yeah.
Now, people listening are probably wondering how you got Pfizer, because at the moment here in Victoria, it's people 40 and above, if AstraZeneca is 60 and above, unless you go to your GP. So how did this kind of all go about?
I've got a medical condition. slowly dying, as we all are. No, I've got one kidney. So that's a story for another time. But got one kidney, which means I'm eligible for Pfizer. And so, yeah, on medical advice, I'm in an at-risk group, so went and got a vaccination yesterday.
It was busy, wasn't it?
It was so busy, but what really surprised me is I was just, like, when I called up to book the appointment, I mean, it was probably about a month ago, like, there is a bit of a wait, but I assumed that it would be such a hassle. Mm. Within a minute, I was off the phone, like, really quick and easy, which was surprising to me. And I'd been putting it off as well. Mm. And I don't know, look, I'm sure I'm not alone, but it was more, because I've been eligible, I think, since, like, February or March.
You were in, like, one of the first phases.
Yeah. So I've been eligible for a while, but there was a little bit of trepidation just because, I mean, look, like, I have full confidence in it, but like everyone, there's a lot of...
It's a new thing.
It's a new thing, and there's a lot of people talking about it, and you can be a little bit, not worried, but you just kind of have
skeptical.
It's more just,
cautious about it.
Exactly, Maddie. Yep. So for me, I sort of was like, oh, will I, won't I? But you know what? Like, if you're a decent member of society, I think it's probably your obligation. So went and booked it in, went and got it, and Tracy was my nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. Tracy made me feel so at home in my little vaccination booth.
Shout out to Tracy.
Shout out to Tracy. And I don't like needles, so I was really,
I was about
really
to ask
worried.
How, if you're a, because for people like me, I'm super fine with needles. I can deal with them, but I know for others it's a bit of a scary kind of
blood
experience.
Blood tests, I just get like, I get like heart palpitations. I don't want it. Yeah, I just don't like it. I don't pass out. Mm. Not one of those people.
It's just not your favourite thing to do.
Yeah, it's just like a needle going in me isn't really a great, like, isn't the way I love to spend my Tuesday morning.
In terms of post needle, post jab, how do you feel? Any bruising? Well, any pain? Anything like that?
Well, for starters, the needle was like done.
Seamless.
Like I didn't even feel it. I'm not even kidding. I was like, oh, and Trace's like, it's done. I'm like, Trace,
Tracy,
we're so on the same wavelength.
We're in sync.
It was fine, and I went and played netball last night. Probably, was that... Was
against doctor's orders?
Well, no. Tracy said, don't go running a marathon. No, I only run a half marathon.
Now,
netball.
You were were you goal shooter?
Goal shooter, goal attack. Star player. again, story for another time. no, but when I played netball, I feel fine. Look, my arm's a little bit sore, but apparently Pfizer can knock around young people a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just because you don't have the antibodies. I'm not a medical professional, but this is what I've been told. So it was really good. Feel great, feel fine. And it was really cool to sit there and be like, I'm part of history right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
For the past 18 months, we've been stuck inside. We've been like, how can we get, like, I just want this to be over. And knowing that for me, getting that first shot, like, I was helping everyone get that one step closer. Mm. And we've all got a part to play. And if I can play my small part, very small part, in just getting a vaccination and sitting there and Tracy being nice to me while she puts a needle in my arm, I'm more than happy to do it.
Fantastic.
And if that's not enough encouragement, you also get a lollipop.
I was going to say, did you get a little lollipop?
I got a lollipop.
What flavour did you get?
Watermelon. So good.
So you were on a watermelon sugar high afterwards?
Yes. Harry Styles.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling great afterwards, and you definitely recommend going and getting your...
100%. I mean, 100%. Go seek medical advice, obviously.
Definitely.
I'm not a medical professional, but go get it, because I was playing netball, and I played a great game last night. So
a little something extra.